Okay, good. Thank you, Lord. All right. Amen. Open your Bibles, please, to 1 Timothy 4. And we're going to do a little bit different. I'm going to give you a couple articles here. The Bible and the news. It's amazing how the Bible is written and he knows everything from the end to the beginning, isn't it? In 1 Timothy 4, it said, "Now the Spirit expressly speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron." It's so important to have a clear conscience. Have you ever done anything wrong and you were haunted because you did the wrong thing? That's a good thing, that we have a clear conscience. Keep that conscience good. But people that are seared, they don't feel anything. They can do whatever they want. And it takes a long time to sear your conscience. But he said they have spoken lies and hypocrisy, and they've seared their conscience with a hot iron. Now here's the things that are going to happen in the end times, and we're seeing it happening now as never before. Forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from meats, which God hath created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. For every creature of God is good, and nothing to be refused, if it be received with thanksgiving, for it's sanctified by the word of God in prayer. We see now there is definitely a change in our culture over meat. We've talked about this a few years ago, and I'm going to bring it up again, because there's a new business model. And this article, there's a few different places. It's Slate News Reports, different places. Chipotle is to spin off a new meatless restaurant chain run largely by robots. This is a business model from the globalists, and they're putting in new infrastructures. If you know, a lot of things are going down. It's like dominoes. And the old order has to come down. We've talked about that. So their new system and their reset is setting things in a different pattern. Some people think they're going away forever. No, they're putting in infrastructure, which means there's going to be changes. And this is kind of one of the first things I've seen about restaurants. And it reminds me of the time we went to this Thai restaurant. And this little robot came out with our food. And it was just like, wow, that's kind of weird. It was kind of cute and it was kind of weird at the same time. And that was a couple years ago now. But now this is their new plan. And this is a lot about the globalist system. And I want you to hear closely what he says. Now, the Bible says that they're going to command to abstain. But right now, it's an option. Right now, you don't really see, you can't have it. But in the future, where they want to take this is you will not be able to have it. How far? I don't know. But one of the main things I've always tried to tell all of you and myself, we have to keep our eyes on the agenda. And not what's going on the right or on the left, but what is the bipartisan? What are they all agreeing to? What do the agendas that they want to bring in to 2030 is their goal, some of their goal dates? Are they going to get there? I don't know. Only God knows. A lot of the things that they plan do fail, as I've read some of their documents. But this seems like it's going to be their new business model. And it says, the founder of Chipotle restaurant, I'm not even going to go into all of his names and stuff, has unveiled his plans to go ultra techno-woke. They announced he will soon be opening a new meat-free restaurant chain called Colonel. Look for the Colonel. The chain will be run predominantly by robots. The first location of this restaurant, Colonel's, will be in Manhattan next year. And listen to this, with many more restaurants to be introduced across the country. It features meat-free sandwiches, salads, and sides. However, all of the food will be cooked, assembled, and served by robots, according to the Wall Street Journal. He says, this owner, he won't be serving fake meat products like those being peddled by, let's just say, Billy G, you guys know who that is, that are grown in a lab and fraudulently called beef, at least for now, he said. Instead, he's going to serve mostly soybeans, plant-based, and other vegetables. And I question, where are they coming from? You know, we really need to start asking questions about things instead of just saying, oh, okay. Question everything. Question and think for yourself. Because the spellcasters, they just give you two options, right or left. Get in the paradigm. You're either for this, against. They don't give you any other choices but two. And we're living for the Lord, and we want to ask questions. We don't want to be deceived. So he said it's not going to be beef. It's not trying to be beef. It's not going to be pork. He explains that the customers place their orders via a touchscreen. Robots will then receive the order and insert food into ovens. They're going to flip buns on the toaster and move dishes through the kitchen. And this is the big thing. These new restaurants will only have 3 employees with each staff restaurant. So only 3 employees will staff each restaurant. So they only need 3 humans, and the rest will all be robots. Now, don't you wonder where all the people went, or what the people are going to do, or what's going to happen to a lot of jobs? As they say, oh, the jobs are just great. Did you hear the latest report? Question everything. We've taken a lot of human interaction out of the process and left just enough, he said. His company's not alone in eliminating the human element in the retail business. McDonald's and other chains are moving in the same direction. Other big box retailers are removing cashier lanes and replacing them with machine-only self-checkouts. And that's not going too well. There's a lot of robbery and theft going on with that. This new business model is the next big step in the drive toward a globalist, technocratic, corporate agenda in which, and I've talked a lot about this, whatever his name is, Yuval Harari, he said humans are no longer needed, at least not the vast majority of them. And that reminded me, we're going to go over here to Luke 18, how when some people think they're better than others, and this class of globalists, what they think that they have to run the world and the rest of the people are way below them, that's the biggest sin that God hates. God hates pride. And this is so much arrogancy on how they think they don't need people. And I just think, wow, there's going to be a day where they're going to have to stand before God for their big plans. Let me finish this. They have, you know, a number of where they want to get to, as we've talked about before, with the what they used to write in stone, and now they blew it up because it's live. I call it, it's live now. They don't need those. They note that unelected organizations, all these people in these forums and these I don't want to name names. You should know by now. They were not elected. The people don't get to vote. These people are just making plans because they don't think humans have the ability to rule themselves. So the unelected organizations have long sought to abolish capitalism and usher in a so-called fourth industrial revolution, where humans are largely replaced by machines, and even the human species itself is forever changed. Now, why do they want to change? For many reasons, but they want to mix machines, humanity with machines, because they want to live forever. I think they might have a fear of dying. Yeah. Right? Because if you don't believe in the Lord, everyone I know that's not saved are afraid of dying. So they want to live forever. So they want to keep changing the species forever into a humanity 2.0 through DNA altering. They want your DNA. Remember, I've told you that. DNA altering treatments and injections. Watch out for the injections. And now what you're going to hear more and more about is the brain implants. And other human augmentations. The agenda would create a world where the prevalence of technology assigns many humans to a state of serfdom or slavery. In addition to a world in which the majority of humans own nothing, these forums have long pushed for its utopia to be meat-free. What are they doing? They're trying to reset. Remember, we talked about the resetting. They want to reset the world. In the last couple years, they set, boy, I knew when they brought out all these masks and stuff, I was like, this is big. Where they're going with these agendas now is really going to move. And not in a way that we like, but what the Bible says. And a lot of this is in Revelation 13. The small, great, rich, poor, free, bond, receive a mark. Their right hand or their foreheads. Okay, so we aren't to be afraid of it, but we are to prepare for it and just see when things are happening and not be afraid, because so many people won't talk about it. They live in this denial, and they live in the social world on media where everything is just fake and not real. We face reality in Christ. So their best weapon, and this has been working very well for them, is to make us believe we're tinfoil hatters and that we don't know anything. And when they bring contradicting statements together, that we just accept it. We don't think, well, you know, like, how can I pass something I don't have? How come I need to save you if you take it? And all these questions that we've had for the last 4 years, these things make no sense. And that's what they want you to do. Just listen and obey. Listen and obey. Be a good little serf. But God wants us to use our mind. We aren't to be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of our mind. Study to show yourself approved. Research as long as we can. The internet's changing. It's changing fast. And I just heard some people say today that there's something else that the governing powers are doing with the internet, so that this 2024 election, there won't be any misinformation. So who knows what that means? But that's going to bring me to my next article, because they want to bring in the digital ID. Okay, and so they don't want you to think for yourself. And if you talk to people that just listen to the spellcasters and the news, you try to bring up truth, and they just look at you like at a cow at a new gate, you know, like, huh? And they don't think. They just can't think beyond anything. It's just amazing. And then they're like, oh, you're one of those. Yeah, you're one of those that critically think things through. The fourth industrial revolution is AI. It's artificial, and it's moving fast, and everything's artificial. Artificial food, artificial meat. And closing off on this one, we are now in a reality, this is my own, it's not from the article, but we are in a reality of synthetic biology. And what does that mean? It means synthetic. It's artificial, man-made, processed. It's meat without cows. It's eggs without chicken. It's all man-made, processed. And then they use plant-based, like that's really good. Look at the other ingredients. You can't even name them. You don't even know what these ingredients are. And George Orwell is 1984, and that's a hard book to get through, but there's a lot of quotes you can just look online. He said, nothing is what it appears. Everything is deception and lies. Lie is truth, and war is peace. When they say peace, they really mean war. So we now have the deliberate control or suppression of information. I talked about that last week. And restricted access to information. And unfortunately, I believe this is going to get worse as the world gets darker. It's going to be the truth they want us to hear. People are afraid to share real thoughts and exercise critical thinking for themselves. They even self-censor themselves because they're afraid of being fact-checked or rebuked or told that they're... The good people seem to be quiet. And it's like the bad people just rant and rave, don't they? Okay, let me another one, another article. This just happened, November 14th, 2023, in the UK. And remember, whatever happens there is eventually going to... This is a worldwide... We're going into globalism, which all the world has totalitarianism, and it's not going to happen overnight. But as it's happening, we need to watch. The Bible tells us we need to watch. We need to pray. The Bible warns about the global currency and tracking system, about the cashless society we're seeing now that gave someone a $100 bill, and you would have thought, you know, I gave them $1 million bill. They could not cash it. They ran everywhere. It took about 15 minutes to get change because people are not using cash as much. Use cash as much as you can, as long as you can. Because now, well, the dollar has devalued again globally, and things are starting to move really fast as far as the digital ID. And I want to explain just a little bit. I know this is kind of scary for some people, especially the elder people, but I just want to give you enough just so you know what to be aware of and what they have planned. The European Parliament and the Council of the European Union reached a final agreement this week on the establishment of European digital identity wallets. The first central and fully digital identification system for all Europeans. And we do have people from the UK that listen to us. Send me an email of anything you know. The one that always filled me in passed away a few months ago. So I don't know firsthand now all the stuff that's going on there like I did. But now the Parliament votes. Now under this new law, the EU will offer its citizens so-called digital wallets. You know, and I think they're already doing this. I think, you know, sometimes when they tell you something, it's already been happening. Yep. The trust in information, getting us correct, people are really losing their trust in almost everything because they've been lied to and deceived by the news, by different things. So sometimes when they announce something, it's something that's already been in progress, but they don't want people to know. Oh, would they do that? Absolutely, because the Bible says in the end times, the wicked are going to get worse. They're going to wax worse and worse. They don't get better and better. In heaven, they do. Okay, so listen to this. It's going to be offered as on a voluntary basis at first. And this is the thing. It's always starting off voluntary. And then all of a sudden, it gets a little bit more, a little bit more. So, which will contain digital versions, and the young people will think it's really cool. This generation that's coming up, they're into the technology, and they have no idea of the warnings and the freedoms and the liberties that are eventually going to be taken away. At first, it looks good. So they'll contain digital versions of their ID cards, driving license, diplomas, medical records, and bank account information. This is what the European Conservative reported. These documents will be recognized as a means to access online services throughout Europe. This marks, and I'm just skipping around on these articles, I don't want to read the whole thing. This marks an important step towards a digital decade, 2030. Targets on the digitalization of public service. This is their agenda. And while everything else is going around, and you're getting distracted, and you're fighting, and division happening, divide and conquer, chaos, this is moving forward. Now, finances hit all of us, and what they're doing with finances. This should be very important, and we should be hearing about stuff like this. But stuff is being put into law that's it's almost quietly, while other things are brought to our attention. So this is... The Digital Decade 2030 targets on the digitalization of public services. All EU citizens will be offered the possibility to have an EU digital identity wallet to access public and private online services in full security and protection of personal data all over Europe. Now, remember what I told you. There's always a public reason why they give something. It's always for your safety. It's always for your protection. But in what really is going on is they're implementing their agendas. Think, question everything. So now it's subject to a formal approval by the European Parliament and the Council. The agreement follows on the heels of the G20 summit in September, where the leading global economies agreed to build the necessary infrastructure. See, they have to build an infrastructure. They're tearing down the old, and they have to build new things to implement digital currencies and IDs. And the United States, we need to be very concerned about this as our national debt continually increases on purpose, I believe. All this is by design. They have to bring down governments. They have to bring down currencies. They have to bring all this down for their new system. And no, I don't even like talking about it. The agreement came just a few weeks after the head of the European Central Bank announced that the European Union was moving forward with the development of its new central bank digital currencies, the digital euro. They call it the CBDC, Central Bank Digital Currency. Boy, I just keep thinking of the book of Revelations, go read Revelations 13. But the conservative EU lawmakers and cybersecurity experts have opposed these developments. It's funny how they always pretend one side's opposed. See, if they can control both sides, then one opposes it. Oh, yeah. And then everyone goes, oh, good. But then nothing happens. Oh, we put our guy over there to raise Cain. And, oh, good, we'll get behind. And then nothing happens. That's why your taxes have not went down. That's why taxes only increase, right? And that's why I got a wonderful email from someone that they made friends again with some family members because they were of different politics. And that's what the enemy wants. He wants you divided over stuff that really doesn't. Okay, so you believe that way, and we're still going to be friends. Okay, that might be right on the. How come you can't like both sides of an argument? How come you only have to pick two? And you have to. You have to be in this lane or that way. You can't think outside. No. You have to be for this or for this. That's how they work. But they are getting some opposition. We'll see if that opposition really makes a difference. Making that large-scale abuse is inevitable in an all-encompassing digital identity system. The European Parliament and member states just reached an agreement on introducing this, the digital identity, he said. Now we have a digital identity wallet. We have to put something in it. Central bank digital currencies, right? For your new digital wallet, which is controllable, which is programmable. We've talked about this before. Ahead of the European Parliament's decision, over 500 privacy and cybersecurity experts from 39 countries signed a joint letter warning that the legislation fails to properly respect the rights to privacy of citizens and secure online communications. But the EU lawmakers ignored all the privacy experts and security specialists. They're pushing it all through. And they won't be the first. I mean, they'll the last. They won't be the last. There's other countries that are going to be right behind it. And some countries start it. They work out the bugs, right? And that's not good news other than the fact that the Bible is true. Yeah. They're after your meat. They're after your eggs. More than one eggs. And they're after freedoms. So what do? We enjoy every single day. You do the best you can to have the joy of the Lord and to be thankful that you're saved and that you see this, because so many Christians do not see it. We're going to close with Luke 18, This whole thing reminded me of the class system and how the elite, or whatever you want to call them, the merchants of the earth, really don't like the lower class human beings. That you have to be one of their bloodlines, really, if you know all that. I'm not getting into all that. But Luke 18 and verse 9. And he spoke this parable unto certain which trusted in themselves. Now these people are trusting in themselves because they want the best science or the best scientist. Now they own the science, so they can tell you whatever, you know. Don't trust the science. So they own these so that they can keep progressing man to evolve. They want man to be like a machine. Your brain, they want everyone chipped. And he spake this parable unto certain which trusted in themselves that they were righteous, and they despised others. And this really hit me about when we think we're right and we're mad at someone else and then we despise them. To despise, I wrote this down, those who despise means to look down on, to disrespect, to deplore. You heard some politics say, you're deplorable, right? Putting one group down to lift themselves up. This has been going on forever. But we're not supposed to do it. We can't control what's out there. We really can't. But we can guard our own heart and keep it right, because the enemy is going to try the best he can to get you to divide against your brothers and sisters in Christ. And not only that, but people in the world, the neighbors. He loves division and confusion and chaos. God is not the author of confusion. And he's not the God of chaos. Yep. Out of chaos comes their new order. They have to bring down the old system, and then they bring back their new. But a lot of this new stuff is really in the Old Testament. A lot of it's worshiping their gods. Mm-hmm. And now their symbolism, you shall know them by their symbols. They're putting symbolism all over. And if you know, if you study to show yourself approved, you'll know. Just even advertisements. You can watch their signals. Watch their logos. They tell you who they are. Now, to despise, to look down on, to disrespect, to deplore, is if the person has no value. You reject them. God doesn't want us to reject people. He died for everyone, right? Aren't you glad he died for you? Well, the people nowadays are just unbelievable. It's hate, hate, hate. And we're not for hate in any way. The blood of Jesus makes us all the same size. I came from a church culture where we were every race you could think of. And it was awesome atmosphere because none of us thought we were better than others. There wasn't, I made so many friends of different races that just imparted great things. What a terrible thing if you only like one race, you know? And I'd always, when I'd get up to share, I'd say, shake your hands with your neighbor when they're different races. You know, the blood of Jesus makes us all the same size. And something would just break in the room. It was just like, yeah, we're all brothers and sisters. We break that racial thing down. We don't build it up like the news tries to do, is to get, you know, it used to be everyone against the black people, and now it's get everyone against the white people, right? They're switching things around now. But the Pharisees felt superior to others. They had a, and they still do, have a proud, unteachable spirit. A haughty spirit, the Bible says, goes before a fall. They don't think they're going to fall, but their fall is going to be great. They open their big mouth and fall. 1 Corinthians 10:12, wherefore let him that thinketh he standeth take heed, lest he fall. And I guess I do, sorry, I do have one more scripture I want to share. Just to keep your heart right. Because we're not any better than anyone else. The blood of Jesus cleansed us from our sin, and it will cleanse other people. He died so that others could live, right? But if we have the wrong spirit, like in Luke 9, here they're fighting over. Let's look at verse 55. Uh, Oh, let's look at verse 51. And it came to pass, talking about Jesus, when the time was come, he should be received up. He steadfastly set his face to go to Jerusalem and set messengers before his face. And they went and entered a village of Samaritans to make ready for him. And they did not receive him. They did not receive him. They rejected him. Have you ever been rejected? We all have. Will again. They did not receive him because his face was as though he would go to Jerusalem. And when his disciples, James and John, saw this, they said, Lord, wilt thou that we command fire to come down from heaven and consume them, even as Elias did? What did he do? Yeah, go get them. Let's destroy them. Bring it down. No, he didn't. He turned and rebuked them. And he said, you know not what manner of spirit you are of. For the Son of Man is not come to destroy men's lives, but to save them. And they went to another village. I love that because I see today there's so many people that are fighting. And there's a lot of Christians that are getting into it. They're just like, destroy them. And both sides of the whatever. And that's what the enemy wants. He wants us to have bitterness and hatred in our heart. So we're all just going to pray now. And we're going to ask the Lord if there's bitterness in our heart. If you're despising someone, anyone, they might have done you wrong. They did Jesus wrong here. We're supposed to stand. I've had a lot of practice of forgiving a lot of jerks. For 45 years, I've had to forgive jerks. Did I want to? Did it feel good? No. But you have to stand before God if you don't, right? Stand. When you stand praying, forgive if you have aught against any. Otherwise, you're despising them and you're thinking you're better than them. And all God has to do is put a little mirror on you and show you where you missed it. Right? So, Father, we pray right now. We examine ourselves. You said we are to examine ourselves to see if we're in the faith. Examine ourselves to see if we're in the love. To examine ourselves if we think we're better than other people. Even people that have wronged us and harmed us and have wounded us deeply. Just like Jesus said, Father, lay not this sin to their charge. Lord, we pray that our heart would stay right, because with a heart that's right, we can endure to the end. With a heart that's right, we can have joy. With a heart that's right, we can have peace. Even in the midst of chaos, even in the midst of confusion, even in the midst of disagreement, we can have different opinions without being mean, without being wicked. We can still acknowledge people, love people. We don't have to invite them into our inner circle heart, but we treat them as human beings that you died for. So, Father, we guard our heart. And just bring anything to our remembrance of anything we need to do or say, if there's any reconciliation we need to make, so that we can stand before you, Lord, and endure to the end. As we see these end times coming, so many people are divided over, you don't believe this, then I have to cut you off. You don't believe this is going to happen right now, then I'm like, Lord, just forgive them for their ignorance, that they don't realize they're playing into the division of the enemy. So, Father, we thank you. Give us eyes to see and ears to hear. In Jesus' name. And everyone said? Amen. Supposed to make a little announcement here, to go to the website, livinginhispresence.org. And also, if you can give us a thumbs up on our video and share it with someone. This is a day that it's shadow banning is very real. And we have to get the word out. We have to get people to see what's going on. And there's a lot of ministers that won't do this. They don't want to lose people. They don't want to lose money. And that's kind of why I feel like I have to still do this, because there's not a lot of people saying this in churches. And we have to let the people know that this stuff is happening. It's happening right in the middle while we're singing and praising and doing all this stuff, acting like nothing's happening. The world is getting darker. Our redemption draweth nigh. We're supposed to keep looking up. We keep our eyes on Jesus, right? And when you get offended and you get all wounded, you act all weird, you can't keep your eyes on Jesus. You're putting your eyes on yourself again. It's like, well, I'm No, just like that Pharisee, we got to get our eyes back on Jesus. He's the author and the finisher of our faith. So make sure to go to our livinginhispresence.org. And if you're new, look up a bunch of my old stuff. I've got a lot of YouTube. And that's one of the problems is that I share stuff before it happens. So you got to go back to some of those and say, oh, that's happened now. That's happened now. Because we're watching. We're looking to see what's in the distance. Because it's creeping up. And God doesn't want us to be not alert. He wants us to be awake. He wants us to see what the enemy's doing. You need to know your enemy. And you need to know what he's doing. So that's all I have to say right now.
If you would like to see more messages from Roberta on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to her YouTube channel, Roberta Morrison. Her backup channel, Roberta Morrison 2, and on the Living in His Presence Church website, where you can access the messages on the top center of the main webpage. There are free audio downloads of the messages. We are viewer supported. On the main webpage at the top right is a give button. Thank you for watching and see you next time.